I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection. When you listen to this music, it's pretty clear it comes from the 1970s. What's less obvious is that the music comes from Israel. That's because it sounds more like Western lounge music than anything from ancient Jerusalem. But toward the end of the 70s, things started to change. For the first time in Israel's short history, the Labor Party lost to Likud's charismatic leader Menachem Begin. Like most of the founding fathers, Begin was an immigrant from Eastern Europe, but his supporters were largely Jewish immigrants from Morocco, Algeria, and Iraq. And tired of what they saw as years of discrimination, they backed Begin, who promised them they wouldn't be second-class citizens anymore. In that same year, a young man by the name of Shlomo Bar founded a new musical group. Its first album included lyrics by an Israeli-Moroccan poet, classical Persian tunes, and a thousand-year-old Spanish-Jewish prayer. The name of the group, Harera Hatavit, means the natural choice. And over the years, this music has become the natural choice for many people, Israelis and others, regardless of ethnic background. Now, Connection listeners, we'll talk this hour about whether or not music can accomplish what politics cannot accomplish. Can it be a bridge between different people, different groups, different nations? Our telephone number is 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. And what we're listening to is actually on disc, so it gives me an opportunity to keep it playing in the background and welcome the four members of Harera Hatavit to the studio. Shlomo Bar is the founder and leader of the group. Thank you so much for coming in.
Sir.
Great to have you here. Ilan Ben-Ami, you'll be hearing play guitar, Nitzan Chen on violin, and Menashe Sasson on santur. And we'll talk a little bit more about that instrument because it's perhaps one of the most unusual that we've had in the studio for a while. And Shlomo, maybe I can start by getting you to just tell me how old this music is.
That you hear now?
The type of music that you're playing, it goes back a long way.
I think so. I think, I don't know how long, but I feel that it's thousands of years. Music, it's genetic memory, I think. Huh. And it comes from the time you open yourself in subconscious, you go to your genetic memory. And everyone has his genetic memory. And this is, the music, it's time, but also back, and also in the future, and also Ba'atid.
You were born in Rabat, in Morocco.
Yes,
but you left there when you were quite young, because you've been, what, almost 50 years
yes.
in Israel?
Yes.
So does that make you Moroccan or Israeli or Moroccan-Israeli or how do you...
It's make me Jewish, first of all. And after I born in Morocco and I am Israeli. But my influence, I don't forget my influence from where I came. And I use a lot of the Andalus music that it's not Arabic, it's not Muslim, it's... mix
now, Andalus is Spanish. That's
yes.
from the central plains of
exactly.
Spain.
Exactly. No, but the classical music in Morocco, it's influenced by the Spain in the 13th century, the time Spain and Morocco was one. And in this time, it was the golden age in our time.
This was the time when an Alhambra was flourishing as a palace.
Exactly.
One of the highest cultural moments of that part of the world, yeah?
That's right.
And so when you talk about the genetic print of the music, you
yeah.
don't, you're not just talking about the genetic print on Shlomo Bar, the
no.
Moroccan. You're talking about something that goes back hundreds of years.
No, because, you know, we come from all over the world. And Israel, it's the border. East of us is the east, and west of us is west. And we touch four continents. So small and so big. And what make common between all of us, it's the genetic memory of the Jewish, of the Torah, of the what we have common, you know. And this is what we try to do also in music.
But when you started back in 1977,
yeah,
it wasn't an easy beginning for you. It wasn't
no.
like you played the music and everybody went, oh, that's what we've been waiting for.
No, no. The people, not the people, but the establishment don't understand. And he don't want to understand that. He want to be what he want to be, you know.
Is it fair to say that people at that time,
yes,
heard your music as music of, as Arab music, as music of the enemy? Is it?
Yes, in maybe a little bit, maybe yes. I tell you the truth, but and the question is that after the last word, Sheshta Yamin, the sixth day word,
right?
We understand that we are in the Orient, you know. And we search to speak also in Arabic. But before that, anyone don't explain it and don't think in Arabic. Also, I remember my mother that I told him, Mama, don't speak in Arabic. Don't speak it. You know, there was a time. But after Begin came, that's right, that the people opened himself more and more.
It was good timing for you. We should hear some music now. The piece of music that you're going to play is Toudra Village, is that right?
Yes.
This is a village in Morocco, is
it
not?
Exactly, in the Atlas Mountains.
All right. Yes. Anything we need to know about the song before we hear it?
It's a song about the story that the time that the boy has 5 years old, we bring him and we write the Hebrew letter with honey and we tell him Lek. And in this way, he take the letter in his heart. This is the story.
All right. The group is Habrera Hativit. This song is Toudra Village.
Etzleinu bichfar todra shebelev hare atlas hayu lokhim et hayeled shehigia legil hamesh keter prachim osim lo אצלנו בכפר תודרה כתר בראש מלא בישים לו שהגיע לגיל חמש כל הילדים ברחוב חגיגה גדולה עורכים לו שהגיע לגיל חמש אצלנו בכפר תורה No. החתן השמחה שהגיע לגיל חמש אצלנו בכפר תודרה מכניסים לבית הכנסת וכותבים על לוח של עץ מדבש מאלף ועתה את כל האותיות בדבש ואומרים לו חביבי לקט והייתה תורה שבפה מתוקה כמו טעם של דבש אצלנו בכפר תודרה שבלב הרי האטלס או לא 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 לא
The name of the group is Habrera Chatavit. The there's a little bit of bang on the microphone there. No, we're fine. Connection listeners, this is a group from Israel that has been playing this Eastern music, this Sephardic music, this North African music now for 26 years.
Yes. Maybe more.
Depending on how far back we look. And it's gone through a tremendous change in the way that the people in Israel accept it. We'll talk about that when we come back. After a short break, we'll also be interested in taking your calls at 1-800-423-8255. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection from NPR. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection. The song we're listening to now is called Children Are a Joy. The group is Habrera Chatavit. In fact, this may be about as political as the group chooses to get. I want to read you, we're going to hear in a couple of moments lyrics, but they aren't in English. So I'll tell you what the song is saying in English. The chorus is very benign. It says, children are a joy, children are a blessing, and you have a golden heart. It's written in the Torah, maybe in the Talmud. Go ask the rabbi. תקבלו הנאה וכבוד מקרובים, אתם אוהבים ילדים. But the verses have a slightly different message. Have two, have three, have four children, you'll get public housing, a hallway, a kitchen, two small rooms. Have four, have five, have six children, you'll gain pleasure and respect from relatives. They also love children. And Shlomo Bar, this is your music. Joshua Sobel wrote the lyrics for this.
Yes.
And it's a bit of a, in English we say tongue-in-cheek, like this, like a joke. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. And also our people, Israel, take the song in a joy, because a lot of people that I hear the story of people that don't have child, and the time you hear this song, you take it, Yeladim ze simcha, the children is joy. But some people also listen and understand the what the power that has opinion of social
a little
life.
Social commentary,
yes,
going
exactly.
on at the
and,
same time.
Yeah, and you told that who has a lot of children don't have money, and who has only two or one children, you have a lot of money. This is the idea.
Let me ask you something, though, because if the music of Herbrera Chativit was new in at the time of Begin and has gained some acceptance, is that also a reflection of the relationship between the Middle Eastern, the Sephardic residents of Israel, and the Ashkenazi, the immigrants? Is that, does that happen at the same time?
It's happened. We all understand that we are in we have to deal with the Arab. This is our neighbor. And without knowing, you know, most of the world come because we don't know each other. And I think that if everyone know each other, is not hate. Mm-hmm. Because everyone has his beauty and his respect. And
but let me ask you about the early years in Israel, because
yes.
You had some brilliant musicians coming from European symphony orchestras,
exactly.
From chamber music groups. They were playing the violin, but they were playing quite a different type of music. In the early years, was it the symphony music which was given high standing, and the Eastern Sephardic music was sort of considered street music,
yes,
not so respected?
That's right.
How did that change? How did you manage, or how has that changed?
I think that you can't lie a nation all his life. You can only in small time, you know. And because I believe that the music, it's part of the land. It's the color of the land. It's language of the land. In every place, in the desert, you find the music that it go. You know, you have all. And in the mountains, it's jumping, you know. And I believe that the music, it's culture that comes from the area where you are, where you born.
So when the music becomes more accepted in Israel, to you, is that a sign that Israel is growing up, that Israel is ready to accept,
yes,
a wider?
Exactly. I think that you need like two or maybe 100 years to develop the culture.
Okay, so we're halfway there. Is that
we are.
Connection listeners, our telephone number is 1-800-423-8255. I have four musicians in the studio with me. The name of the group is Herbrera Chativit. And we'll take our first call now from Charleston, South Carolina. And Yvette is on the line. Yvette, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Yvette, you have to turn your radio down because we're getting an echo. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Tell me when you're back.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds great. Now, do you know this music, Yvette?
This music gives me la chair de poule, pimples on my, you know.
Goosebumps.
Goose pimples.
Yeah, I know.
It's just... it brings me the memory of my childhood. I have tears in my eyes.
Are you Moroccan?
I was born in Rabat, North Africa.
I also.
Under
Rabat.
under the protectorate, French protectorate, which was the best time in our lives as Jews.
And when did you leave?
Oh, I left in the early 60s, 63.
And do you know this group? Do you know this music?
I don't know the group, but I sure know the music. It's in my. It's as if it, you know, it's born into me.
Genetically, it's
genetically.
Part of you, right?
my grandfather was from Fez and was a rabbi there, and all of the Mela. Yes, you remember that?
Mela. Yes, of course.
And my name in Arabic is in or Jewish. It's Rahma.
Rahma.
Yes.
Rahim, Rahamim, blessing.
Yeah. And my grandfather, my father's father, was a shepherd up in the mountains, Mordechai Shlach. I love it.
I'm gonna get these guys to play another song for us, Yvette, and thank you for your call. Can you tell us a little bit about Sultana's Lamentation, Shlomo? This was not an easy song to gather.
Yes. Sultana, it's one of the basis, it's the center of my work.
The basic.
It's all my message. It's in the Sultana.
Ah.
Yeah, because Sultana, it was a song of learning, that song by 100 years ago in Moroccan Jewish, and we translate it to Arab in Hebrew, and we find that it was Hebrew. He go to Arab and he come back again.
So this song takes you back to a time when,
exactly,
when the languages were mixing,
exactly,
long before the politics of this modern
era.
Yes,
exactly. It's like this fantastic woman that speak now, and I know what he feel.
Now, Sultana's Lamentation would be similar to a song that someone would sing over a dead body
to
send someone on
yes.
their way.
And we came to Sultana and told him, please let us to learn this song. And he told, if I don't see a dead, I never sing it.
So she would not sing the song until she had a dead body with
exactly.
her? Exactly. And you went back with her at an actual funeral?
Yeah, exactly.
And then recorded her at that
yes,
time?
Yes, yes. And the music, the basic of the music, it's the same music. I don't change it.
All right. Now, Connection listeners, I want you to listen to Sultana's Lamentation and see if you can hear a little bit of the blues in here.
Exactly.
As well. The group is Habrera Chatevit. This is Sultana's Lamentation.
ושקרה לי איך טוב בראש אעשה הוא סיפור אעשה הוא סיפור לבני אנוש לעלות השחר ישברו הלוחות אך למקומך החדש למקומך החדש לא נמצאו מפתחות ולי 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 בראש, איזה הוא סיפור
up a little bit here in the connections. Sultana's Lamentation sounding a little bit more like a celebration than a lamentation. It builds with such energy.
If you feel, I can tell.
It is what it is. What I hear, okay? Yeah. Music is in the ear of the beholder.
Yes, exactly.
The name of the group is Habrera Katavit. You're listening to The Connection from National Public Radio. Our telephone number is 1-800-423-8255. Let's go back to the phones now. Newton, Massachusetts, and Homi is joining us. Hello, Homi.
Hi.
Thanks for calling.
I just want to make a comment. You said something about was this music rejected because it came from the Arab enemy. It was not really that. It was a cultural conflict between the European establishment, the Ashkenazic, relatively non-religious establishment who came to Israel before the turn of the century and through the Holocaust, and the new immigrants who came to Israel after 1948, fleeing the Arab countries. These people, these Jews from the Middle East, were considered to be uncultured and uncivilized by the Ashkenazic establishment. Mm-hmm. But by the 1970s, they were an integral part of the Jewish community within Israel, in the second generation, you know, an active community. And were
able active, to really yes, Homi, but I hear from people in the Shas party that it, through the 1980s and through the 1990s, that Sephardic Jews still struggled for a certain degree of equality within the country. There was always a kind of second class.
Well, that's true. In any society where there's a newer immigrant, where there's already an establishment, there's always some discrimination. But I don't think it was, just to answer your point you made earlier in the program, the music wasn't rejected because it came from the Arab enemy, but rather it was a cultural conflict within Israel, not because it came from Arab countries and from the enemy.
Now, do you spend time in Israel now, Kwame?
I was born in Israel, and I go there frequently.
I'm just wondering how you see the balance being redressed. Does Eastern music now rank at the same level with Western music in Israel?
Oh, absolutely. Even in the United States, when people listen to Jewish music, there's a lot of Middle Eastern influence when we sing Sabbath songs, and many of them are in Middle Eastern tunes, Moroccan tunes, Syrian tunes. So that's become part of the Jewish culture in general. It's not being rejected. So I think it's culturally they're having difficulty, perhaps, but not. It's the music not being
This
rejected.
Is you and me talking. Do you want to say anything to Shlomo? He's here.
Oh, I love the music.
Thank you very much.
And it's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Homi, thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate your insight there. You talked before that piece of music, Shlomo, about the song being at the base. One of the other things that you have said before is that the word,
yes,
that the lyrics are very, very important
to
the music. It's not...
I think that the lyrics, I slave of the lyrics. Yeah. I think that the time you sing something that has value, my teacher told me that it's always green, you know, it's never die.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not fashion. It's something that it's go with you all your life, you know.
And does it matter whether or not you're singing a song in Arabic or in Hebrew or what the language is? Some
Arabic,
of them are mixed, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I sing in Arabic, but I don't have the same meaning that I say, like I sing in Hebrew, because if you want to know the Israeli or the Jewish, you find only in the letter, the Hebrew letter, you understand our meaning. You know, without knowing the language, it's very difficult to understand the mystic head of the Jewish.
I can still enjoy the music, though, even without the language. Now, we're going to listen to something from one of your compact discs. This is Walk to Caesarea.
Yes.
And it's an adaptation of a poem by Hannah Senesh. And has become very much a song about the soul of Israel, something that is played frequently on Memorial Day, is that right?
Exactly. And I think it's one of the classical songs. And Hannah Senesh, it's a motto for us that... it's like he wrote it before he go to the German was in the Second World, and he died there. And it's before a couple months we sing this song. behind the tree in Caesarea where he write it, you know.
Let's hear. Listening to The Connection from National Public Radio. I'm Dick Gordon. You're listening to The Connection from National Public Radio. The music you're hearing in the background is that of Habrera Hativit. Where did it go? I want a little bit more of it. Here it is.
What's that?
Very much music that you want to tap your foot or get up and dance to. Shlomo Bar is the founder, composer, drummer, flautist, singer, and the man behind this group. His musicians have changed over the years, but he's got a very solid group with him right now. Ilan Ben-Ami, who is here in the studio with us. Nitzan Chen-Razel, Menashe Sasson on the Santur. Now, I said a little bit earlier that we need to spend a bit of time with the Santur, and I wonder if we can, Doug, fade that down a little bit, and Menashe, put you to work a little here. The Santur itself is also a very, very old instrument, is it not?
Yes, it has born around 3,000 years ago in Iran. It is a Persian classical instrument.
And this is your specialty too, isn't it, Persian music?
Yes, I learned this instrument in Iran, and learned Iranian classical music. And when I emigrated to Israel, I joined to the Brera Hativit, and now around 20 years that we play together.
Now, you're holding a couple of, I don't know whether called strikers, little hammers in your hand. They look almost like a fondue fork.
Yes, now this instrument has around 100 strings, that is tensed on the trapezoid resonance box. And I knock them on the strings by the very delicate hammers that are made by wood.
Oh, they're wooden, are they?
Yes,
okay.
It's very wood.
Looking across the table, I thought they were metal. Can you just give us an example of the... Just keep
yes.
on going.
Yeah, of course.
this is also, this instrument is remembered in the Bible and in Daniel book. His name is Psanterin. And, you know, in Hebrew, we call the piano Psanter. And this is the big grandfather of piano.
So it is similar. Yes, you're striking strings with a hammer same way that goes on inside the piano.
It is the same principle. If you look inside of the piano, you look approximately this shape, that of a santur.
Does a santur allow you to play both Western half tones and the Eastern quarter tones as well?
But in Persian classical music, we use quarter tones. It's the most of our music that is called dasgah or makam. We use quarter tones. And this is really make our music spicy, you know.
Play for us.
Yes, I show you what is the quarter tone, and you can also...
The manashi is just sliding frets that are underneath the string, supporting them, holding them away from the instrument. And this changes the tuning,
of course,
it?
Yes. I change the tuning by the move of the bridges.
Bridges, right.
And yes, and look. Sample of the quarter tones, yes, that I played some daska. His name is Shur.
An old
Persian
song?
Classical, yes.
Now, when you move the bridges, is that as if Ilan was putting a capo on his guitar, so he changes the tuning of it as well?
Yes, but Ilan changed the tones, but he can make quarter tones, yes?
Right, that's
but
the
here
the
I can do, by moving, I do by how tone that you want, quarter, three-quarter, half.
Gets a little bit complicated.
Yes.
The instrument itself, is it the one that you have? Is it an old instrument, or is this something like another stringed instrument, like a violin, for example, where the age improves the tone?
No, this instrument is not so old. It's around 10 years old. But I have some instrument that it is from 200 years ago. But only for show, it's not to be played.
Shlomo, it's important to you. It's always been an important feature of Habrera Chatavit to have a mix of music from Persia, from North Africa, from Europe, right?
Exactly, of course. This is our source. And it comes from all over the places, you know. It's like our food in Israel. You have all kind of food. What you want. And this is the mixing of our culture.
But is it ever difficult for you to find a way to make one instrument work? Do you ever get a group of instruments together and go, no, this one doesn't fit? Or does it all seem to work somehow?
It's happened the time you want. It's really want. It's happened, you know. Because every instrument, the time we take another musician from another culture,
which you do a lot,
and the music changes, and it's beautiful for me. I think that it's very nice. Everyone come and bring his gift cultural from where he came.
Homi was saying earlier on the program that Eastern music is now very easily accepted. In fact, you hear it all over Israel. Is it all good music, or is there a mix of not so good and...
You have many kind also in East and West. In every place you find the good and you find the simple way and not so... It's like, you know, I love you, I need you, I want you, and something like that.
But you've had a lot to do with bringing Eastern music back to its level of respectability in this century. You know, if it hadn't been for your work and others, the music might still be considered low-class music of the street.
I don't know. I do my job. I do my duty. I do what I love. I never know what I has to do, but I know what I has to do now. And I do with all my heart. And if I think what happened, and I am not I do, you know, what I feel and what I love.
And I have a question for you, and that is that here in America these days, most of what we hear from Israel, from the Middle East,
yes,
there's no joy in that.
That's
right. It's a lot of killing, it's a lot of anger.
That's right.
And it's a lot of people who are not speaking to each other.
That's right. I hope that for me, part of the doing art is to meet people and nation together.
Like a bridge?
Like a bridge. really, and to respect it each other, you know. Because if I love Umm Kulthum, and the most popular singer in Egypt, or kind of sort of the classical Arab or Muslim music, I know him. I know him. I know his heart. And it's the same.
But can music succeed where politicians cannot succeed?
Sometimes, yes. You know, David HaMelech, he was a musician before he was a king, you know. And I think the music has a lot of beautiful way to let the people understand the life and the secret and the joy of life.
Are we going to have to wait for another King David, another few thousand years? I hope we don't have to wait that
long.
Yeah,
I also.
I want to ask you to play a piece of music called Dror Ikra.
Dror Ikra, yes.
This is a prayer.
Yes, it's a prayer about freedom and Shabbat. And it's wrote in the 13th century by Dunash Ben Lavrant in the Golden Age in Spain.
So quite appropriate that here in the middle of the Friday, heading into the day of prayer, we listen to Habrera Chatavit, Dror Ikra. Song Dror Ikra, 13th century Spanish prayer. Takes you into the old city of Jerusalem, it sounds. Has that feel to it? I don't know, Shlomo, whether or not, but I want to thank you and your musicians for spending an hour with us on The Connection.
Thank you. We are very happy to be here.
Nice to have you here. Shlomo Bar is the founder of Habrera Chatavit. With him today, Ilan Ben-Ami playing guitar, Nitzan Chen on violin, Menashe Sasson on santur. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here.
The show.
And check our website. We are at theconnection.org for information about the performance of the group that's in the studio with me now. I'm Dick Gordon. This is The Connection.
את לשמעת קולי רחוקי שלי את ישמע קולי מאשר ילך כל קורא ועוז כל מוחה בדמי ומעל הזמן מצווה ברכה ארץ זו רבה ודרכים ברב נפגשות לדק נפרדות לעד מבקש אדם